Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, August 19th edition. We've got a 9-game slate on tap. We have 6 weeks of baseball left, folks. 6 weeks of listening to me blabber on about MLB DFS. So it's almost coming to an end. And that means NFL is ramping up week two preseason. There's one Monday night game left. And then it is in the book. And the quantedge.com has absolutely been crushing it with the preseason content from Elliot Chris, Derek Brown, and all the great guys on the member Discord. If the regular season is going to be anything like the preseason, it's going to be a very, very good year over there. I recommend checking it out. You get the NFL season pass for $149.99, and when you use promo code Bubba, you get the rest of the MLB season for free. So I highly recommend checking it out for all the tools, for the chats, the articles, you name it. They got it. Quantedge.com. Great way to get your NFL preseason on. Before we get to this 9-game slate, if you can give a rating and review on iTunes for MLB DFS Quick Hits, I would really appreciate it. To take a couple minutes out of your day, probably a couple seconds out of your day, less than a minute, and it would really mean a lot to me. So go check that out and make it happen. All right, 9-game slate for tonight. We have 8 of the 9 totals right now. We have 6 of the 8 totals are 9.5 or higher. 3 of the 8 are 10 or higher. And we don't even have Coors Field in play, folks. It's going to be really, really warm in Baltimore, really warm in Cincinnati, really warm in St. Louis, and hotter than heck in Texas. So offensive conditions are ideal. Pitching is not. Your totals, Royals at Orioles, 10. Washington Pirates, 10. And that's a high total in Pittsburgh. So just wrap that one around your head real quick. Padres, Reds, 9. Mariners, Rays, 8.5. Brew Crew, Cardinals, 9.5. Angels, Rangers, 11. Coors, South. White Sox, Twins, 9.5. Tigers, Astros, 9.5. Rockies, D-backs waiting on the total there. Should be pretty good with Chichi Gonzalez pitching for the Colorado Rockies. All right, I tweeted it out yesterday. I got some response in the chats, in the Fantasy Degen Slack chat, in the QuantEdge member Discord, and a couple other places. The pricing has gone off the rails on DraftKings. We have 4 guys over 10K. We have 7 total of 9K or above. I got 3 guys 9K and above we'll talk about here. Trevor Bauer at 11.7 is not bad. I'll just choose to save some cash. He's got tremendous upside. He's got 30-point upside. But he's kind of been a hard contact mess, and I'll just take my chances elsewhere on a slate like this. You have Wade Miley at 11.2. In a GPP, I am good with this for the fact that he's been outstanding at home this year, an ERA just around 2, averaging 21 points per game at home. He's faced Detroit once this year on the road, didn't even pitch great, got you 14 points. There is a ton of strikeout upside against a Tigers team that strikes out almost 27% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Wade Miley is a minus 400. Yes, that's with a 400 home favorite. You don't see that every day. 20% K rate, 52% ground ball rate of his own. And the Tigers have a 2.35 team total. Lefties 275, righties 284 versus Miley. And a 310 wOBA and a 152 ISO for the Detroit Tigers versus left-handed pitching. Now, if you want to be uber contrarian, you stack the Tigers. That's just the way you're going to do it. But Miley at 11.2, as asinine as that price is, if he gets you 20 or more DraftKings points the way pitching is these days, he's worth the price tag, and no one's going to pay him. No one. You're going to get him less than 5% owned, I'd imagine. So Wade Miley, 11.2, is actually in play in a weird, weird world tonight. Marco Gonzalez at 10.6 is another drunk price. I'm not going to go there. Kyle Gibson at 10.1 at home against the Chicago White Sox has my attention. He's averaging about 15 points per game at home. He's faced the White Sox twice this year, 18 Ks and 13 innings pitched. That's the takeaway facing the White Sox. He's averaging 30 points per appearance against the Chicago White Sox. He faced some 4 starts to go in Chicago, 6 innings, 7 hits, 1 earned, 9 Ks for 29 DraftKings points. When you're facing the Chicago White Sox, a team that strikes out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Kyle Gibson's a -205 home favorite in this matchup. Very, very juicy situation there. Second highest on the slate. He has a near 23% K rate of his own and a 50% ground ball rate of his own. White Sox have a 3.9 team total. Lefty's 337, righty's 313. No Yoan Moncada helps that lefty number out. And as a team, the White Sox have 299 WOBA and a 142 ISO, which is very, very not good. We've been targeting the White Sox because they've been cheap against lefties. I don't target them much against righties. Kyle Gibson, even though anything can happen in baseball, Gibson at 10-1 is a very good play against the Chicago White Sox tonight. I like him more than Miley, to be totally honest with you. Miley's got that 20-point-plus upside. Gibson's got that and more against a Chicago White Sox team that can be very, very gettable. Last but not least, in this 9K and above range, Zach Gallen, $9,300 at home against the Colorado Rockies. Gallen's been great in his one home start this year. He faced Colorado in Coors last time out. 4 innings, 9 hits, 2 earned, 3 Ks for 5 points. I'll let that one go. That was Colorado. But before that, 25 points at home against Philadelphia, 24 at the Marlins, 35 at the White Sox, 16 at the Dodgers. His last few starts with the D-backs have been absolutely outstanding since coming over in the trade. And when you look at Zach Gallen, it's a Rockies team that strikes out 21.5% of the time. A Rockies team we know is definitely not the same team on the road than they are at home. Gallen has a 27.5% strikeout rate with a big, big swinging strike rate. And you got a Rockies team that we're waiting for the total. Lefty's 276, righty's 338 versus Gallen. So Gallen at 93, big time upside in this matchup. I have Gibson 1, Gallen 2, Miley 3 up top. Now we go to 7,500 and below, and one that stands out big time to me. He's been very, very up and down this season, but Brendan McKay at $7,500 has some tremendous upside. You know, coming off 8.4 at San Diego, prior to that 17, 19, a -0.5, and then a 24. Big, big upside with Brendan McKay at $7,500. He's a -200 favorite, the third best on the slate. Faces a Mariners team that strikes out 26% of the time versus left-handed pitching, so and it goes with his 27.5% K rate. Big boy stuff there with Brendan McKay in this matchup. And you have a Seattle team with a 3.45 team total. That's second lowest on the slate. So Marco Gonzalez is priced like almost $3,000 higher. He's the road, a heavy road dog. And he faces a team with a team total of over 5. Yet Brendan McKay, $7,500. I don't get it. I don't get it. But McKay at 75 is a very, very good look at this price point with this win equity in this matchup. A couple other guys, it's kind of a pinch your nose and hold your breath thing. Joe Ross, $6,900. He's been very good of late. 18.8, 24.5, 18.4. He's figured something out. Over 5 innings pitched in each of his starts. He's just not a big strikeout guy. 3, 5, and 3 in those 3 starts. He's getting it done by going deep into games, by limiting damage. If he gives up any damage, the strikeouts aren't there to help. It doesn't help when Pittsburgh only strikes out 18% of the time, and Joe Ross has an 18.5% K rate. So the Ks won't be there, but a 45% ground ball rate, chance of going 5-plus innings, limiting damage, picking up a W is what you're looking for. Pittsburgh, 4.85 team total. They have a 332 WOBA and a 164 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So Ross at 69 is a punt. And then last but not least, John Means is actually a punt. He has not been the John Means, the all-star John Means we saw before the break. He got beat up a little bit of late, but $6,400 against the Kansas City Royals, he's on the table. I don't want to go down here, but he's on the table. Kansas City strikes out 21% of the time versus left-handed pitching. To tell you how good of a matchup it is for Means, the Baltimore Orioles are a favorite in this game, a -125 favorite. That says a lot. Means 20% K rate gives him a lot of fly balls, and that becomes his problem in these matchups. But you got a Royals team with a 4.8 team total, which is rather low for this matchup. Lefties 282, righties 317. And a Royals team with a 312 WOBA, which is average versus lefties. A 175 ISO is not bad. It's Baltimore. It's Means. It's a great hitter's ballpark. It's going to be warm. The bullpen sucks. So Kansas City bats are still very, very live. But for $6,400, there's definite upside there with John Means. At this point in time, there's nowhere else I'm going. Jorge Lopez is on my radar because he's facing Baltimore and he's $4,800. That might be one I change to more as the day goes on, so just keep that in mind. If you need an Uber punt, Jorge Lopez might be that guy. It's just very, very terrifying to think of it that way. Down below, I got Brendan McKay 1, John Means 2, Joe Ross 3. So recapping your pitching. Up top, Gibson, Gallen, Miley. Down below, McKay, Ross, Means. Now let's get to the bats on this 9-game slate, as there will be bats for days. You got Ivan Nova taking the bump there for the White Sox. This should be a fun one against the Twins. He can't do it again, can he? I don't think so. I'm not going to be able to. I'm going to keep stacking against Ivan Nova. So Mitch Garber, if you're paying up a catcher, is an option against Ivan Nova. When you slide down there, a guy like Yasmani Grandal at 4K versus Hudson is one I really, really like. Grandal averaging 9 points over his last 10. And you get Dakota Hudson, who, A, you want to target with left-handed pitching. Milwaukee's got a 4.5 team total. Lefties 393, righties 313 versus Hudson. Hudson pitches to a lot of contact. Grandal in a great spot here versus Hudson at $4,000. If you aren't using Brendan McKay, Tom Murphy's been crushing left-handed pitching. He's averaging over 10.6 his last 10, 26 and 30 in his last two. He has 3 home runs in his last 2 starts. He only starts versus lefties, and when he does, he usually plays very well. So Murphy at 38's in play if you aren't using Brendan McKay. Then you just slide on down. Travis d'Arnaud, 3,600 versus Marco Gonzalez. He's worth the look for you. Tucker Barnhart, 3,300. It'll be a lefty matchup. So maybe Ryan LaVarnway at 33 as well could be an option for you. And then when you're punting, you got Jake Rogers is 3,100 versus Wade Miley. That's not a horrible punt. Or you look at our boy. Where's he at? On the Yadi Molina, 3K versus Davies, has a little bit of upside in his matchup. But our boy is going to be cheap, isn't he? He's going to be very cheap. You get Martin Maldonado at 2,700 versus Edwin Jackson. That's a good punt. But John Hicks at 26 versus Wade Miley is another option for you if you need to go really cheap. First base, you got Danny Santana at home versus Dylan Peters. That's an option at 54. But like Josh Bell at 52, he had that hot streak going, averaging 11 over his last 10. His last 4 games have been really quiet after that hot streak in LA. Against the Cubbies was a quiet 3-game set versus the Cubs. Maybe Jill Ross can wake things up. $5,200 in that matchup. But you got like Yuli Gurriel versus Edwin Jackson at 51. The Astros have a 7.15 team total against Edwin Jackson. That is banana lands. A total like that, not in Coors Field. Oh boy. So Gurriel at 51, very, very much in play. I got Trey Boo Boo versus Jorge Lopez. If you aren't using Jorge Lopez, Baltimore's got a 5.2 total, fifth highest on the slate. Lefty's 384, righty's 349. Trey Boo Boo at 49 is very, very good in this matchup. In a GPP, no problem with Eric Thames at 4,400 versus Dakota Hudson. Put up a goose egg yesterday. Prior to that, 18, 5, and 20 in his 3 previous games. Always has that power upside in a GPP play, so I don't mind that at all. A few others to look at, like a Christian Walker at 41 versus Freeland, but I'd rather go Goldie at 41 versus Zach Davies. Goldie averaging over 10 in his last 10. 25, 5, 21 in his last 3. Obviously, it's been well documented. He's been much better since the All-Star break. The Cardinals have basically a total of 5. Lefties, 364. Righties, 328 versus Zach Davies, who's returning from the IL. So Goldschmidt in a very warm ballpark in St. Louis tonight at 4,100. Definite upside there. Renato Nunez, we usually target versus lefties. But for 4K tonight, coming off of ding-dong yesterday, he's got 24 or more points in 2 of his last 4 games, 14 or more in 3 of his last 5. 4K versus Jorge Lopez, first base, third base eligible for Nunez at 4,000. Then other than that, when you drop down, you got like CJ Cronin's only 39 versus Ivan Nova. That's some good value in that matchup. Other than that, like Travis d'Arnaud's 36. Austin Nola, if you're not using McKay's 35, he hits lefties well. Chesler Cuthbert, if you're not using Means at 35, is a very good play. He hits lefties very well. He's in a bit of a funk of late. Big-time funk. Like his previous 7 games, he's got like 0 points in 7 straight games. But prior to that, 19-3-14. So very risky play, but 3,500. Maybe he starts to streak back tonight in a great hitting environment in Baltimore. And then last but not least, Jesus Aguilar. He's $3,200. He's been another guy that's hasn't done much at all of late, but $3,200 at home against the lefty Marco Gonzalez could be a nice value on tonight's action. Second base, you got Ketel Marte at 53, which is very nice, but Jose Altuve at 52 is a great, great play versus Edwin Jackson. Excuse me. Yeah, Whit Merrifield at 51 versus Means. That is a decent play as well if you're using Kansas City versus Means. But if you want to drop down and get a little weird, switch hitting Eduardo Escobar's 4,900. I mentioned Ketel Marte. Marte especially. Marte and Escobar both hit lefties oh so well. They spank lefties. Arizona, although they're facing Chichi Gonzalez, never mind. They're supposed to face Freeland. That's why I have no total. They made a change. Either way, they're great plays against either pitcher. But lefties 413, righties 337 versus Chichi Gonzalez. So keep that in mind. And if it's Freeland, it's still a great spot. I've seen both. Let me look up real quick. I'll give you some good radio here. I'll check out the MLB page to see who they have right now, because DraftKings has one. My other sheet has another. When we look at MLB.com for Monday, we have Chichi Gonzalez as well. So I'm going with Chichi for now in this one. All right, sliding on down. You got Keston here is okay at 48. I'd probably try to get to Escobar at 49. Or drop down to 4,500. It's a great price point for Johnny VR. VR's averaged about 10 in his last 10. Put up 26 yesterday. 26, 5, 8, 14 in his last 4. Big upside. He's running. He's hitting with some power. 4,500 is a good price point in that one. A few others to take a peek at. You got like Rugi Odor, 4,200 in the GPP. I can go there. Tommy Edman at 41 versus Davies. Edman's averaging 10 over his last 10. 27, 2, 17 in his last 3. He's got some upside and part of a Cardinals stack at 4. Like if you're stacking the Cardinals, you can go Edman. If you want a one-off, I go Odor. Or you go down to Moose at 4,000. He's still too cheap. I talked about it on Friday. He was like 36, and he what did he do? He was 36 on – he was 37 on Friday, got 3. He's 36 on Saturday. I wrote about that. He got 24. He had 41 yesterday. The dude's too cheap. He's too good for this. He's 4,000 tonight versus Dakota Hudson. That's a very good price point. With some GPP upside. Yeah, Hanser Alberto at 38 for the Orioles against Lopez. Not bad either if you're looking for a cheapie. Colton Wong's been awfully quiet, but $3,700. Actually, he hasn't been too quiet. 0-2, then 27 and 14. Decent cheapie if you're looking for some Cardinals action in that one. Brosu of Tampa at 34 versus Gonzalez has some upside as well. And then Brian Dozier, he double-donged it up yesterday. He hasn't done much prior to that, though. It's 37, then 0, 0, 0, 16, and then a bunch of zeros. So $3,300 GPP only if you're looking to punt with Doge. Third base, speaking of a good Dozier, Hunter Dozier's up to 5,400 leading the way at third base this year, or today. And it's still a good play versus Means. Not bad at all. You got Bregman at 53, though. That'll be the popular play. Rendon's not bad. Gurriel's not bad. You got Miguel Sano is a very good GPP play versus Nova. I think the idea of Hunter Dozier up there at low ownership is very appealing. Or you can go down to Eduardo Escobar at 49. That's got a ton of upside. Or even better, Eugenio Suarez at home versus lefty and Eric Lauer. That is a great play for us here. Eugenio Suarez at 4,600. Really, really good look for you on this slate. Mentioned Tommy Edman earlier at 41. Renato Nunez at 4K. Moustakas at 4K. All very viable options for you. You got Marwin Gonzalez averaging 12 points over his last 10, 11, 19, 11, 20, 0, 23, 10, 17 in his last 9. So 10 or more in 8 of his last 9 games. And he's only $3,900 tonight versus Ivan Nova. That is a great price point for Marwin Gonzalez in that matchup. You got Hanser Alberto at 38, Machado at 38, GPP. Matty Carpenter at 38. He went to Ding Dong City on Saturday. Other than that, hasn't done much at all. I'd rather go Machado, Alberto, unless you're really going in a deep Cardinals stack. I just can't trust Maddie unless you have GPP and you're ready to go YOLO. That's about it. Then you got Chester Cuthbert at 35, Colin Moran at 35, and a few others if you're looking to punt. Shortstop Bregman at 53 is a great play. You got Trey Turner at 51. Big upside play, always low owned. Averaging 13 over his last 10, 12, 21, 13, 13, 8, 23. Over his last 6. So good upside there with Trey Turner at 51. You got Carlos Correa at 5K is another solid, solid look as usual. So don't forget Correa at 5K, a part of those chalky Astro stacks we should see. But a good play, and he's up to 4,700, which I never thought I'd see at the beginning of the year. But Nick Ahmed at 4,700, that price point was facing Freeland. He's facing Chichi Rodriguez, still a good play, but you really want Nick Ahmed versus lefties. He could put up a good game tonight, but I'd rather pay $4,500 for Johnny VR. Jorge Polanco's at 44. Give me one of those two guys. I prefer Villar over Polanco. If you're stacking Cardinals, don't forget Paul DeDong at 4,100. A quiet go of it, but he went deep on Friday. Other than that, not much going on there. 4,100, though, upside against Davies. I'd always give a chance on DeDong. You got Machado at 38. and his matchup. Willy Adames, only 34 versus Marco Gonzalez, is a great punt. Heading to the outfield, wrap it up. You got Jordan Alvarez at 58 versus Edwin Jackson. That's got recipe for double dong written all over it. Then you got Christian Yelich at 57 on fire. Put up 88 yesterday, 50 on Saturday. A couple days off with the back issues, and then 34 and 17. Yelich at 57 versus Dakota Hudson is outstanding. I'd probably rather go Jordan Alvarez tonight, but Yelich is a great pivot off of that. And so is Mike Trout in very hitter-friendly Texas against the left-handed pitcher. Trout 11, 16, 31 in his last three. Great spot there for Mike Trout versus Allard. Jorge Soler at 55. People are not going to pay this price, but it's a phenomenal price in this matchup versus Means. He's mashing left-handed pitching. He's mashing everybody, but he mashes lefties in that ballpark. Soler at 51, very good GPP play at low ownership if you're paying up. If not, a guy like Juan Soto, I've been talking about him a lot. He's averaging 16 over his last 10, 28, 23, 0, 19, 14, 6, 20, 32, 29. He has 3, 4, 5, 7 home runs over his last 10 games. And he gets Williams tonight, who lefties hit extremely well. The Nats have a 5.15 team total. Lefties 384, righties 315. So a guy like Juan Soto at 52 is a great play. And gets overlooked a lot in these higher priced ranges with the red hot Astros like Springer and Jordan. You got Trout. A lot of options up here. Soto at 52 is very, very nice. If Hunter Pence cracks the lineup, he's smaking lefties. He's 51. You got Aristis Aquino at 50 or 5K versus Lauer. That's a great play. So you got like 12 guys at 5K or more. Just whatever you're stacking. Like Michael Brantley's been on fire at 5K. Stack him up. That's what you're going with here. Trey Boo Boo at 49, definitely in play for you. Starling Marte is always a good Pittsburgh stack, especially versus Tyson Ross at 49 as well. Ozuna and your St. Louis stacks at 48, don't hate it. But Brian Reynolds is 4,700 versus Ross. Reynolds, a very solid look. Been a little quiet over the last four or five games, but you know, hitting 320-something on the year. Don't hate that at all. When you get cheaper, you could look at Adam Eaton at 46, especially if you're stacking Washington in that matchup. Austin Meadows is sneaky at 42 versus Marco Gonzalez. Meadows is the best versus lefties, but he's not bad either. And he'll come in very, very low owned. David Peralta at 42 versus Chichi Rodriguez. That's a good price point, a really good price point in that matchup. Nick Senzel only 4,100 versus Eric Lauer. Senzel went deep on Saturday, 7 points on Sunday. That's a heck of a price tag. The Reds have a total just below 5. Lefties 339, righties 303. So Lauer's using some reverse splits this year, but Senzel at that price point is very, very appealing in that matchup. A few others to look at. Tommy Pham was leading off yesterday. He hit the walk-off ding-dong for 23 points. He has 19 or more in two of his last four. He has 9 or more in three of his last four. He's 4K versus Marco Gonzalez. I can definitely get behind that price point in that matchup. Again, Marvin Gonzalez only 39 versus Nova is very, very appealing. Dexter Fowler's been swinging a very good bat. He's $3,900, averaging just less than 10 in his last 10. He put up 5 on Saturday, 30 and 10, a 6-4, a 16, a 7, a 12. Big upside, though, at $3,900. We mentioned you can hit Davies very well. Lefty's hitting 364. So there's a lot to like there with Fowler at $3,900. Josh Naylor at 38 and a GPP only, but he's been playing pretty well. It is Trevor Bauer, though, so be careful. But a very intriguing play nonetheless. Jace Peterson at 37 if you need a cheapie versus Jorge Lopez. He's in play. Steve Wilkerson at 35. Trent Gresham's only 35 versus Hudson, hopefully leading off for the Brew Crew. The lefty could have a field day 2-20-0-25 in his last four. So something to keep an eye on there. But there's a lot of options, as you'd expect. That's what the Fantasy Sports DGen Slack chat, that's what the TQE member Discord is for. So come join us. Enjoy all the fun. All right, recapping your pitching real quick. Up top, Gibson, Gallen, Miley. Down below, McKay, Means, Ross. When you are stacking it up, I think Arizona is a great stack versus Chichi. I think that'll be very, very nice. But Houston's the popular one versus Edwin Jackson. It's not the only one, but it's a very, very good and popular one. I think Minnesota finally gets to Ivan Nova today. That's a big boy play. Texas will be a bandbox with the two lefties, Allard and Peters, both pitching really well this year. It could be tough heading into that matchup. I think Baltimore is a very sneaky play because people want Houston. They're going to want Arizona. They're going to want Minnesota. Baltimore might get overlooked. Very good spot there versus Jorge Lopez. Washington versus Trevor Williams. Washington bats have been on fire. I'd rather go to St. Louis versus Zach Davies. I think that's big. I think Kansas City could be a nice play. And then I love Milwaukee. The 4.5 total throws me off. I'm just not a big Dakota Hudson guy, so give me some Milwaukee at that price point. Lots of ways to go, as you'd expect, on a slate like this. All right, look at your BVP real quick, and we'll send you out on your merry way. Not a ton to report to you on this one. Manny Machado's 9 for 14, two doubles and four home runs versus Trevor Bauer. Hosmer 6 for 21 with a homer off Bauer. Matt Carpenter 11 for 24, four doubles, three homers. Goldie 4 for 9. Ozuna 7 for 18 with a double. Yachty's even 6 for 19 with a double off of Zach Davies. Moustakas and Yelich each have two home runs off Dakota Hudson. Martin Maldonado, cheap catcher, 6 for 16, double, two homers off Edwin. Bregman, Chirinos, Mariznick have all taken Edwin deep. Jordy Mercer, 8 for 15, two doubles off Wade Miley. Jonathan Scope, 6 for 18, two doubles, two homers off Nova. Marvin Gonzalez, 5 for 11. Castro, 4 for 11. Jose Abreu's hitting 257 versus Gibson, but it's 9 for 35, two doubles and three homers. Tim Anderson's taking him deep as well. But that's it. That'll do it for your BVP, and that'll do it for your Monday edition of Quick Hits. Again, I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. If you have any questions, feel free to hit me up over there. Come join us in the Fantasy Sports DJs Slack chat. It's free. They're talking about everything all the time. So come do that. Otherwise, join the quantedge.com. Rest of MLB gets free when you buy the NFL package for $149.99, which NFL comes with preseason, best ball talk, all that good stuff. Highly recommend checking all that out. So come join us over there at thequantedge.com. But until next time, got a big week coming up for you. If you're still locking in your lineups, Dana has her pitching primer out there. Go check that out. Ben Cameron just dropped a sneaky offense to pay attention to. And the cover is the Chiefs. Hint, hint, it's not the Chiefs. It's just a decoy for you. So go check it out. But for now, that'll be it. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, August 19th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.